Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
April 22nd, the third Sunday of Easter. The problem for those who try to harmonize all the resurrection stories in the gospel is that there are too many of them. How could one story be right and another wrong? Such anguish comes from a failure to understand how the gospels were composed. There was no single tradition written down a few weeks after Pentecost and then preserved carefully until the gospel authors. Rather, different bits and pieces of Jesus' stories were saved by various of his followers and then handed on by decades. Did Jesus actually meet his followers on the beaches of the lake after he rose from the dead? Who would dare deny it? Yet the author of John remembered the dialogue many years later? Did he understand something about the risen Jesus that no one had made quite so clear before? Who would deny that? Once upon a time, a great woman softball coach had to retire because her family was moving away. The young women on the team were terribly disappointed because she was such a good coach and so sympathetic to all their problems. However, they thought that maybe she agreed to the family move because she was so fed up with the adolescent personalities on her team. When she said goodbye to them, she told them that they had great potential if they'd only chill out and play their very best. Well, they made it difficult for the next coach, who quit after the third game of the season. The next year, they stumbled and bumbled through the season, but made it to the playoffs. No one gave them a chance to get beyond the first round. They were a bunch of spoiled crybabies. Then, when the opening game of the playoffs began, they saw their old coach in the stands. She waved at them and smiled. They knew they were being forgiven for all their miscues and their idiocies. She loved them even when they were nerds. So they played like their lives depended on it and won the championship.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.